right, this sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Retails for about $109.95. Got a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You got one person online, the workload is enough for like 10 users. I think we got a hacker.
I want to get online. I need a computer.
I can carry nearly 80 gigs of data in my head. Implant. Wet wire. I had to dump a chunk of long-term memory.
Did you bring me a monkey?
Leroy Jenkins!
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air. Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, shit! Gentlemen, now that I have your attention, it is a Friday night. Time for everybody to enjoy
Spankwagon Radio.
And now I can turn my headphones back up.
Yeah, you cock. You never let me know when you're going to break
into
something like
I'm
that.
Always going to...
You're not always going to do
I will always do that. Every chance I get. Like ripples of Leroy.
Exactly. I didn't know I could do that.
Wow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, and you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spankwagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
And with us in studio, do we have his music?
I've got his music.
Let's play his music.
So you want to be a champion?
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us from somewhere in the random areas of the Midwest, it is Mr. Devin Andrews.
Thank you, for having me on there, Trencher and Murph. I'm glad to be here with my nice lady friend in the studio as well.
Yes, yes. We got a full studio, and tonight is a good night to be in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Most definitely.
We have, we have surprise boobs, which we didn't even have a fucking clue about.
Exactly, that always rocks.
Everybody loves surprise boobs, so maybe we might play a random or small version of the booby game. I don't know.
Woo!
Trust me.
Do we have a pen?
Trust me, boys. It isn't going to be a small version of the booby game.
Ah, nice. Well said.
That's nice.
All right.
Nice.
Of course, you know, we also have, it's Easter, and every Easter we try to do something with our very little favorite confection treats.
Well, wait a minute. Let's not forget what this season's about. Easter is very special. That's
chocolate
where
crucifixes.
It's where Jesus comes out of his cave, and if he sees his shadow, it's six more weeks of winter, something like that.
I think you got it right.
And he brings you chocolate eggs.
Yes. Exactly. No, we've got...
Jesus died for your sins. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, Jesus died for your cavities.
Nice. No, we've got a special bit tonight. We are going to do a combination bad mood and...
Bad mood. Fuck you!
All right, fuck off.
Fuck you!
Hey,
fuck
you can eat the peanuts out of my shit!
Lick my taint!
Wow. Wait a second.
Dude, you weren't supposed to talk about that.
No.
Toss my salad.
Did you just say
See, look at that.
He so shows his hat.
Yeah, look at that. Oh, she's giving the I don't know about that
sign.
I don't
know about that.
Now, who doesn't like a good asshole tonguing now and then?
I'll avoid it. No.
We'll just leave that one alone.
Look, it's not like she's getting it up to the second knuckle or anything, okay? Just fucking relax. Oh,
Jesus. That's not right. All right, if you guys want to play along, tonight is a night worth playing along, actually. Let's give you some of the basics. First off, you can give us a call. The lines are open, 1-866-587-6257. If you're local, Vegas, 383-8120. And if you are an internet elite kind of person.
And you've never kissed a girl.
Sucks to be you. IRC. Someone actually laughed at your joke. That's funny.
Dude, my jokes are hilarious. I think he's hysterical. See?
Get on the mic.
Come on. Come on up here. All right. Just climb on this thing like it's a big black cock. Just get your mouth all over it.
No. Climb on it like it's mine.
In that case, stay over there. All right,
Let me tilt the webcam.
We'll tilt the whatever in a minute. All right, first, here's how it works out, ladies and gentlemen. You can go to irc.slashnet.org/LVRocks. Or if you just...
Pound.
If you just want to go ahead and take the easy way, go to spankwagon.net, the official site of Spank Wagon Radio. Click on the cam and chat link, and that'll load everything up. So you'll be able to chat with us live, and you'll also be able to see... Gentlemen?
The... Peep death contraption.
Or?
Peeps are bastards.
God damn it, what else?
Bad food.
Boobs.
Thank you.
There you go.
All right, good.
Mammies.
Mammies?
Yeah, guys, we've got both bad food where I'll be subjecting everybody in the studio to all kinds of interesting...
Mammies?
What? Memories.
Well, yeah.
Those things under your tits. Or under your tits.
Under my alone.
Under your shirt.
Jumblies?
That's ain't mine.
Hoobies.
Then there was Trencher. Trencher right. His bitch tits.
Okay, enough of that. Next thing you know, he'll be quoting all of Chuck's books.
Chuck Palahniuk.
Yeah, whatever.
Polynesian?
Who? Polystyrene.
The single greatest writer of our
Thank
time.
You.
You're welcome.
So yeah, no, I'll be doing a little bad food segment where I'll be subjecting everyone
yes.
in the studio to a strange new concoction. And I brought something special for Trencher and his girly stomach. And we will be doing bad things to peeps tonight.
Yes, bad things are going to happen to peeps tonight. Bad food tonight. So we got it's nice to have people in here because we always hate doing bad food alone.
Yeah.
Last time we did bad food that was decent, though. Oh, you'll learn.
We had
vomit everywhere. We had vomit all over the studio.
Have you noticed whenever I surprise a bad food, we wind up having surprise guests?
You know, I like that. So don't plan on it too often, but plan on it more often. You know what I'm saying? And maybe we might get our very own little studio gopher in tonight. I'm not sure.
That'd be nice. Yeah, for those, we know we get new listeners all the time. Last time we did bad food, we had the Jones Soda Holiday Pack, and the Brussels Sprout Soda actually was inducing vomit. Where you're sitting in that bathroom, it was. I don't understand this. It's a clear soda. Most of what we were drinking that night
it wasn't
clear.
The Brussels sprout soda was an off green,
but the puke was all like bright orange, like fucking road.
Like they remember
orange.
The last time they diced carrots.
No, dude,
so thanks for having me, guys. Sorry, I can't
it
stay.
It was bald, man. Shit. Who knows what that dude eats?
Yeah, who knows? That dude eats pure grease. Sometimes he'll just like lick the frying pan after you're done.
That's not what it sounds like when you lick the frying pan.
Ka-tang! All right, so, boy,
you called
we
a frying pan? She called
said,
it a snatch.
He said tang.
Tang. So
you
that's
know,
what we
like
have going
astronauts
on.
Like
the
astronauts drink.
And,
right.
So we have the camera going. We have the camera on Mr. Devin Andrews. Everybody here. And accounted for. Let's talk
of course you have the camera on me. I'm a sexy bitch.
Bitch, yes. Bitch, yes. Sexy, that is debatable.
You just
so debatable that I'll even turn off your mic to prove my point. That I win. Just kidding.
Set my balls.
That's all right. I'm not into little shit like that. All right. I got a hand signals going on between the peanut gallery and here. And you're online. What are you doing?
Bringing up the chat room.
All right. What do we want
to
start with tonight?
To my dozens of loyal fans.
What else is he going to be doing online?
I don't know. Well, hopefully not too much surfing. Apparently he's doing... And he just waved us off. Are you done yet?
Is he on Tatanka's website?
Figures.
Hey, it is a scientific fact that every man has the right to pass out directly afterwards.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not saying I am not.
Hey, you know what?
I'm
You're not,
not
in front of a
that.
Microphone. You don't get to talk.
Yes.
I mean, I love you.
Look at that look of indignation. Here, hold on. Let me give him the international shut up or you're not going to get laid tonight sign.
Thank you.
Oh, if only that was on the webcam.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, that was great.
I'll see if I can animate that later for everyone.
Oh,
that
my
was,
God.
That was spectacular.
Shut up or you're not going to get laid tonight. Nice. All right, so we got some news. We got death to peeps. We got boobs. We've got a guest in studio.
Can we get the shocker?
Oh, let's not get the shocker. Let's not get the shocker. Let's leave that one alone.
Did Two you in see, the poot, one in the shoot?
Yeah, did you see? That's you been it. Popping up all over the place, but during the Final Four, I think it was one of the Alabama one of the Alabama cheerleaders, she gets on TV, and sure enough, she goes,
nice.
A cheerleader, beautiful. Nice.
I was beautiful.
No, hey, the funniest one.
If we're being fair with it, if an Alabama cheerleader, it's going to be more like this.
Oh, spread it wide.
It's Vader time.
Here, check this out. The who was it? I want to say during the Super Bowl last year, they were doing all the little the military bases and all whatnot, saying hello and whatnot, and hi, Mom, and all this during the Super Bowl. They were saying that like a communications division was on, hi, Mom and Dad from 40782H base. And they all start waving, and one dude pulls up the fucking foam finger shocker. He just pulls up the foam finger.
That's beautiful.
That has the shocker on it. Nice. So right there on national TV as well, the shocker.
Very, very nice.
For those of you who don't know what the shocker is, Murphy, you explain.
That'd be two in the pink, one in the stink.
What other ways to go here?
I believe I just said two in the poot, one in the shoe.
There you go.
There you go.
I can't think of any top off the top of my head.
Two fingers in her vagina, your pinky in her anus.
There you go. That's scientific. Scientifically scientific.
Thank you.
Up to the second knuckle.
Oh!
Hello.
Look at this. She had no idea what she was getting into. I'm
so she can taste what's under your fingernails.
Oh.
See, it's great. When they came in here earlier, I was quiet. I was doing my little thing. You have no idea. Dead baby and rape jokes, those are like high class for me.
That's high rent for him. That's condo on the fourth floor.
Hell yeah, baby.
All right.
Look, if you can't fuck a 14-year-old, who are you going to fuck? All right, so what do we got going on?
Wow.
So wait, you're saying that your qualifications are if they're old enough to bleed, they're old enough to breed?
If there's grass on the field, play ball.
Mm.
If they're old enough to grow, they're old enough to mow. If they're old enough to bleed, they're
you
old enough to
breed.
You want to
make them do chores. And we're talking about, you know, we're making sexual into it, and you're wanting them to do your lawn. What are you, fucking Hispanic?
Shut up, farm boy. He's just making innuendo. Someone brings up grass, he has flashbacks of cows in the field.
You don't know where he's from, do you? You don't know where he's from, do you? Where are you? You're from the Midwest as well.
I am from the Midwest.
But he's from St. Louis.
Shut I'm up. From St. Louis, Missouri, thank you.
By the way, have you been to the new park yet?
I have not. I actually had tickets to go to the open house thing last week, but it was cold and I have a toddler and that's just not going to happen. But from what I've heard, I actually have pictures and I can forward it to an email just where you put it on the site. The park is absolutely gorgeous.
I've heard
how many ballparks had? How many new ballparks were opened this year?
Just the one.
Just the one as far as I know.
I thought there was another one. I thought, didn't Phillies have a new park?
No, Phillies have had a new park for about 6 or 7 years.
Yeah. I don't know why I was saying they had a new park.
St. Louis opened their park and they're... closer apparently.
You know who doesn't have a new park? Because they don't have any sports teams. Des Moines, Iowa.
Yes.
That would be, no sports teams whatsoever. No, there's no sports teams
there's
in
no
Iowa.
There's no sports in Iowa. There's no sports. They're all too busy out in the field.
They're all into college sports.
Isn't cat and mouse a sport?
Well, no.
See, that's the difference between you and me. You were out in the fields with your friends fucking playing with CBs while I was setting shit on fire.
You know, here's a little known fact.
Who the hell says we weren't setting shit on fire?
You can only light so many cow turds.
Oh, that's funny. Ha, ha, ha.
Here's a little known fact about the state of Iowa.
Oh, dear God.
It's actually the only state in the union that can be pronounced by anybody, no matter whether they have a hearing impairment or not. Iowa!
Nice.
Iowa!
Yeah, that's great. That's spectacular.
Oh, don't turn him off. That's not
Did you just turn me off?
Dude, he has got such a little god complex over these buttons.
They're my buttons. You're mine.
You're a little smug there, asshole.
From what I hear from your wife, that's the only buttons you know how to push. Oh, who said that? Oh. Hi-yo.
Rectum damn near killed him.
Fuck, I'm outnumbered tonight, and I don't even feel like... Oh, wow. Okay, well, moving on.
Moving right along.
Sphincter, I barely know her.
Take it somewhere.
Okay, you want me to take it somewhere?
Take it somewhere.
Here, bring this down. Bring up my machine here. I got something for you. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, he is a sexy bitch.
Would you like me to drop this?
This isn't me singing.
never mind. Okay, hang on a sec. Let me bring up something here. Okay. Here's something for you. Now, there's a lot of TV shows out there, and a lot of them deal with real subjects, and they're real television shows, reality-based.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, there is a death on those shows, and it's a real death, and it has to be talked about, and it has to be dealt with. So here's one. Let me get it to start here.
Why is it loading a WAV file in GarageBand?
It's like on 8 Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter. That show just hasn't been anywhere near as funny since they killed off John Ritter.
Yeah, no shit. They should bring back his corpse. Okay. Okay, so here's a real one for you.
She died in her sleep. The best way anyone could ever go.
Is this the Steve Irwin?
Now, yes, this is Steve Irwin, and she died in her sleep. So you would automatically assume he would be talking about his wife.
This is a really special friend of mine. Her name's Mary, and of course she was over 100 years of age.
Jesus, his wife is old.
And she is one of the most beautiful animals I've ever seen in my life.
Oh wait, he's not talking about his wife.
And I love her like I love my wife.
Hello.
Okay, let's just bring that up right there. Wait. He said he loved this dead croc, which, by the way, could I use your dead friend there to make myself a new fucking pair of boots or
Can
something?
Can I get a wallet out of that?
Yeah, no shit. He loves this animal as much as he loves his wife. Now, look, don't get me wrong.
No, that's not what he said. Let play it again.
Let me bring it back. Let me back it up a sec here.
Notice he did not say as much as I love my wife.
Like
he
I love
said,
my wife.
Like I love my wife. That's a very different connotation there.
I don't know. I mean, saying he loves a crocodile like he loves his wife.
He's fucking the croc.
Now, he's fucking the croc, and the croc's making him dinner. You know?
I love beer like I love my wife, but I don't put my dick in the bottle.
Wait a second. That's not what I hear. No, you shove the bottle up your ass.
Shh. God damn it.
Which would mean he loves the beer like he loves his wife.
You put one fucking web page up and everybody gets all over you.
One web page? Dude, you got fan sites dedicated to that
shit. No shit.
Up to the second knuckle. Anyway.
The minute they found the 3-liter, the doctor passed out.
Wow. Wow.
By the way, speaking of bottles and 3 liters of my wife, you didn't ask me how my beer turned out.
Yeah, that's right. A couple weeks ago, you were making your own beer, and the whole brew a beer thing.
That could not possibly have turned out
well. Oh, it went really well. It made Canadian beer look like water. I got drunk just opening the bottle. It was great, and it tasted nice. It was excellent.
What was the brand again?
Mr. Beer brand. It's the...
You know...
that's Mr. my name. Beer. It's Mr. Beer. So... every time I say it, I think it, and it just rolls in my head. It's going to be in my head for hours now. But actually, you know, a lot of people have said some shitty things about it, and as long as you follow the directions to the fucking T, the beer turns out great. The big problem is most people don't sanitize the bottles well enough, so you get yeast growing in the bottle that's not supposed to be there.
Okay.
But oh my
God. I hate it where there's yeast where there shouldn't be.
Yeah, exactly. It's always a pain in the ass.
And look at that. You walked right into that one, didn't you?
That's not what I meant. Damn it.
Holy schnuck.
See, the problem is he doesn't know the difference between the ass and where the yeast really is.
Oh.
It's a wonder how Kenneth's wife.
I better go ask the mailman.
Hello.
But yeah, so the beer turned out really good. 8.5 liters of beer. I'm down to
damn.
I'm down to one bottle of it left.
One bottle and it of comes... beer in the fridge. One bottle of beer.
Well, it's 1 liter bottle. Exactly. It's one liter bottles too. So and you can't drink it right out of the bottle because you do get sediment at the bottom. So I have a pitcher.
You have to shake your beer.
Oh, he's man. Tipping his Fody.
I'm my 40 and my 80 and my 120. But dude, I'm telling you, dude, that was some good beer. It's really good. And I've got a stout brew going right now that's been actually in the keg for almost a month. So I'm gonna get the Grolsch bottles and then crack that bad dog open.
Nice. Homemade beer.
Homemade beer.
You gotta bring that in for a bad food sometime.
Dude, that's not bad food. And the problem is, if I bring that in, you're going to have to drive me home again.
Oh, that's true. If you get drunk just off of opening.
Beer that requires a knife and a fork.
Oh, that's Guinness.
Meaty beer.
That's a meal.
You know what? If you could drop a quarter into a glass of beer and it doesn't sink, that's a problem.
The coolest thing about Guinness, I still say, is those little nitrogen balls that they have to put in the cans and the bottles to get the foam right.
Yep. Balls.
You know, just take those nitrogen balls and throw them at
people. Check, please.
Yeah, you go. No, those the Guinness now. Are you a Guinness fan?
I don't drink beer.
Door's right there.
I would say
you know what?
I would say that's the least heterosexual thing said on this show today, except for that you were talking about sanitation and following directions. So fuck you.
Hey, hey, hey! Look, if it's about beer, it's perfectly hetero. But no, Guinness is great. But there's a great we've talked about this on the air before. Car bomb. You get yourself a half pint of Guinness, a shot glass full of Bailey's and Jameson. Drop it in there, chug it all back. It's Irish chocolate milk. Bailey's.
Speaking of bombs. I did hear earlier, my brother was telling me that apparently if you drop an entire roll of Mentos into a bottle of 2-liter bottle of Diet Coke, you know, it'll shoot into the air like 8 feet.
Funny
so.
You should mention that. We had a show. It was a Mento Bomb. It's on the podcast still, and I think I have it in the long-term archive. What we did basically was we used the Mentos, and we dropped the Mentos into Diet Coke.
And root beer.
And root beer.
And the Diet Coke definitely worked better.
And actually, I thought it was the root beer that worked better.
I'll have to go back and check the video that I still have.
We have video that we're editing still to put up on the website of him taking a soda bukkake facial.
Oh, yeah. Put on the goggles, stick my face right in front of it.
We dumped the Mentos in, and he just took facefuls of soda. Yeah, and actually, root beer works the best because the root
beer... Was it the root beer?
Root beer foams so much.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
But I thought there was something in the NutraSweet that reacted.
That would be
with
the other thing that I thought had something
to do
with
it. I don't know. We'll have to go back and review
the tape. What we were trying to figure out is a way to be able to get the Mentos into the bottle and get the cap back on the bottle in time to be able to like toss it off a balcony.
You actually get a few seconds before the breakdown. Before the breakdown,
we were thinking
aerobic.
If there was a way to like affix a plastic tube inside the cap to where you could like just drop it in there, twist all in one motion, and
that's
then
the cannon idea that I had out in the parking lot. Yeah, we had a similar idea.
See, just this is more indicative of somebody who would live in, say, Iowa that might be doing these things, but you know.
So, yeah, he took the soda bukkake facial, and as a matter of fact, it worked. We tried blowing up food, but that didn't work. But that does work, and it's totally legit. We had a fountain that was about 15 feet.
Yep.
Very nice.
You know,
don't try it out of the little bottles. We tried it in the backyard the next day. Yeah,
didn't work too much because there's just not enough soda. Not enough cola, not enough whatever. It's gum arabic is what it actually is.
Thank you.
The gum arabic actually causes surface tension to break.
You know, I don't really want to get into politics.
Where's oh, that's right. That didn't need a rim shot. You know what I wish we had?
Rim job?
Sweetie, if you would. Oh.
Not while I'm taking a drink, huh?
Oh, now you're picky about your sex.
Oh, no, that's
are
not,
you
no,
telling
no.
her so you're picky about when she wants it?
So, okay, now let's.
So when she wants it and you're too busy taking a drink, it's like all off. You're like, no.
No,
I've got a headache.
Oh, look at that. There we go.
I'm tired.
Faggot.
How many unfires have I got?
Hey, you know what? You're not on a mic. No talking.
Oh, shit.
Here we are.
Now she's up here.
She does have a
Betty Page thing happening here, too.
Totally.
Which,
Betty
by
Page.
The way, the notorious Betty Page came out today.
That's today?
Came out today.
Betty Page. You know, I've seen two photos of her just from a couple years ago. She doesn't look bad for 80. She looks 80, but she doesn't look bad. She's not like all wrinkled and decrepit. But she still doesn't allow enough of photos of her. Here, we'll make you feel a little more comfortable around the camera.
You got to get right up on the mic.
Like it's a big black cock.
Just
knob the mic.
You got to get up on
you
the
mic. You seriously
baby.
Do have to.
What? Okay. I know, but you went, when right. you do.
Is her mic on?
Here, my talk into your mic, please.
There we go.
Thank you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Thank
now.
You.
Okay, now on to him being too lazy for sex.
Yeah. Now is he too tired? What makes you so tired? You just flew in.
And boy, are his arms tired.
Wow.
Wait, now you just flew in. This was, I think, what?
I got in roughly 11 o'clock last night.
This is a 1,500-mile booty call.
Wait. How many times since I've landed?
Has he landed? One, two, three.
At least four times.
Four.
That, you know what? Four
Wait,
times.
Play his theme music. There. Does he play this whenever you're in bed?
So of those four times, was it like a grand total of 15 minutes?
No, there was a good few hours in there.
Nice.
Hey, I take care. He
takes care of business.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, wait, although I'm not sure that we're going to achieve our goal of breaking our record.
Yeah, see, I'm only complaining because he promised to break the record.
Yeah, that's not going
to
happen.
And yet
probably.
He brought you here to play with us idiots.
Right.
Do you even hear what he's playing?
It was great when...
It's a cover, but it's all
by
like
whom?
This
isn't me first.
Suburban Legends.
I kind of dig it though. It's nice, but
it's from Rocky Horror.
I met
oh,
her.
I know.
Yeah, I met her. I met her at Rocky Horror.
Yeah,
I've got a Rocky Horror punk cover album sitting on my desk at home.
Very nice.
I want to get a rip of that.
Yeah, with the tongue piercing. Yeah, it's a great album.
It is
fucking great.
But yes, would you like to tell them what our record is?
Right on.
Into the mic. That would be seven.
Seven.
Six.
Nice.
Seven times within a 24-hour span.
Oh, I thought you meant balls into his ass.
Ah, oh, Jesus.
Wow.
That's a whole different record.
The
whoa!
She's a goer, boys.
I love
she's
this woman.
Awesome stuff.
Now,
awesome
I do
stuff.
Have to point out the Red Ruby slipper, There's No Place Like Home nail polish she has on. I am digging that. That is some nice stuff. Look, it's the little details, guys, okay? Once they take their tops off, it's tits, tits, and more tits. But you got to look for the little fucking details. If she's got her tits out, if she doesn't
she's
have a fucking garter
little details.
No, look, it's... look, it's
no, 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 never mind.
I think you just blew his brain out. I don't even know, but I'm not even
right
trying
out of
to
this
think.
One. I got
to...
He didn't get what I was... He's not appreciating the wealth of accessories
so
that you
carry. Wealth of accessories.
Oh, boy.
You just turned her into a cell phone.
Okay, there's one. Oh, we're talking about piercings. Nice.
I have six total in my ears.
That doesn't even count anymore.
No. Wait. It gets better.
Okay, so we have...
Also, now we're up to seven, so I have three
right
more.
On the mic, baby.
I have three more.
Okay.
Nip in the hood?
Wait. Let's ask the chat room, because we haven't... Oh, nip in the hood. Okay, never mind. There you go.
Right off the bat. Nice.
I was saying, we'll see what the chat room says, so... All right. Looking at the time, we need to go ahead and take our first break. Get ready to set up for the rest of the show.
Can I play one
thing?
No, I know you
I
have
got the
music
fucking
you
first music
do.
Break.
Okay,
I got
fine.
The goddamn first music
fine,
break.
Fine, cunt. Whatever. Fuck
asshole,
off.
Son of a bitch.
I'm going to fart on you so bad.
I have diarrhea.
Cha-cha-cha.
You're going to die. All right. No,
last word, freaks.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
And we will be right back. As soon as I play
Ass-tard.
The music.
Ass-tard.
Some people really need it. are here to protect you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spankwagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
Murphy.
And in the studio, we have Mr. Devin Andrews. And we don't have a stage or a studio name for you. Do you have a stage name for yourself?
Panda.
No, I think Kitty would work better.
Kitty. Yeah, you know, it kind of goes with the whole Betty Page kind of ish look. What's the name of the actual look? The
pinup girl look?
Yeah, sort of the cheesecake. Cheesecake look. Ugh.
The suicide art. Girls.
No, we've had real Suicide Girls here in the studio.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I got my ass spanked by a Suicide Girl.
You guys are
going
to have to wait, wait a couple weeks or so before anybody else sits in this chair over here now.
I'm so jealous.
Oh, we've had worse happen to the furniture here in the studio.
See, now if you listen
me.
To the show from now on.
I will from now on.
Yes. Kay Hatica, actually, in the past.
She had another magazine. She had another thing in a magazine. I think I sent that to you.
Yes, you did. So, yeah, Kay Hatica, one of our, actually a listener, sometime listener, and... Suicide Girl.
Yep.
Former Suicide Girl, because their whole the guy who runs Suicide Girls is a big asshole, I guess. Yep. But she was in here, and we didn't get to see any boobs, which was just kind of depressing. But
well, then she did have her gorilla-like boyfriend with her. Holy shit, that guy was huge.
Yeah, that was her husband. Remember?
Oh yeah.
Was
see, I was afraid.
I'm more
to
of
ask
a chimpanzee type boyfriend.
Well,
I was gonna say lemur.
I figured more like spider monkey.
Lemur, very nice.
Spider monkey boyfriend. You just sort of. See?
What was that again? Cut that off and use that as a soundbite?
Exactly. I'll go through. Let me note the time. We'll pick that out later.
Yeah, we'll pick that later.
That's better than a rim shot.
Speaking of,
not better than a rim job. However,
hey, look what stopped working.
The clock stopped. Okay. Everybody, who
this
listened
show
to last
will go on forever.
We bought it. We had a clock up here last week that wasn't set right. So we were joking around with this Rice Krispie treat that was a brick. I mean, a legitimate hard...
No, it was
hard,
a brick.
It was... No, we're not...
Murphy, you could build a fucking house
so anybody
with
remembers
thing.
Listening last week, Murphy threw it at the clock, and it shattered the clock.
Nice.
Yeah. So we bought a new clock to replace it, because I like having a clock there. It helps me see the time go by.
Yeah, hold on. Let me interject there. Nothing like a fun trip with Trencher to Walmart at 10 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, God, I can't stand Walmart.
Ooh, I'm vibrating.
I thought you were supposed to turn off your... Oh, you did turn off your ringer.
Actually, no, I didn't.
Oh. All right, so here's what we got going on this hour. We've got, well, not necessarily bad food. What?
Okay, I'm sorry. Say what you want to say.
Nice. What were you going to say? Say what you're going to say.
I was going to say, if you're going to give an intro to this stuff, please let me describe my experience with it first.
Go for it.
Describe your experience.
I was 12. Grampy, no.
Did this just become Loveline?
Oh, show us on the doll where he touched you, Johnny. Okay, so
first time this
do
week.
Do you
we
like gladiator
that
movies?
Oh,
have you ever seen a grown man naked?
God, you know it's so sad to know that Zucker did that and did Kentucky Fried Movie, and now is responsible for that fucking piece of shit scary movie franchise.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Ugh.
Well, all right. Ugh. So anyhow, explain what we're going to be
what
partaking
we have in our hands here this evening, boys and girls, is Airball? The brand new Coca-Cola Black.
No, I shave.
Coca-Cola Black.
Coca-Cola Black.
Should I be asking her hairball? No, he shaves.
Brazilian wax?
I don't think he's tough enough to handle that.
Oh, wow. I don't know. He's had 400-pound Samoans land on him.
500, thank you.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Why has he got to be black?
Why
huh?
do we got to bring up his ex-wife? Come on now.
Hey-o! I was going to say just about 10 months ago I lost about 175 pounds, but
So anyhow, talk about what you got to talk
Coca-Cola
about.
Coca-Cola Black. Now, I've been reading, I'm sure a lot of people have been reading about this. It's kind of a big deal. I'm kind of a big deal. And I saw it in the store the other day. I saw it yesterday. Was it
something
yesterday?
Something big and black is kind of a big deal.
I don't know how to say this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Exactly. So I wander into a convenience store yesterday morning, and I'm like, oh, hey, look, there it is. So I grab a bottle. They only had one bottle left. I grab a bottle of it. So I'm driving around drinking it, and I'm like, this is really good. And I think there might actually be cocaine in this, because as soon as I was done with it, I said to myself, I need to find another bottle of this. And I actually drove around for 45 minutes looking for it.
Nice.
So, oh, wait, we have whispering. Oh, no. We have a conference. No, no, please, go ahead.
Well, the cans, I have a friend who works for that company. The towel.
The cum rags.
Oh, the cams. Oh, nice. Okay. All right.
Wow.
Nice.
All right, so we thought you were pointing to Big Red behind us.
Well,
now if you'd like to break out Big
sweet
Red.
Sweet mother of God, I just realized what that is.
That I want nothing.
I thought it was a really
with.
Shitty looking lava lamp.
No, that would be the
shitty looking after.
That's attack. A showstopper
that's
right
the
there.
Worst
that's
Glade air freshener ever.
Tuna smell? Who wants tuna in their house?
So anyway, so what we have in front of us now are four lovely bottles of my new favorite carbonated beverage. That would be Coca-Cola Black. Now, I can't pronounce what this is, but Trench, you've got that eloquent tongue. Never mind. Mr. Devin Andrews, you've got that eloquent tongue. This
what are we
line,
looking at here?
This line right here.
That line right
could
there.
Could you just repeat what that says?
Hold on a second. Phenylketonurix contains...
So if anybody can in the chat room or could call in and let us know.
Let's spell this shit out.
Phenylalanine.
Okay, the first word, I shit you not. Type this out, ladies and gentlemen.
Can I buy a vowel?
Seriously, it looks like it needs one.
Phenylketonurix.
I thought I told you I didn't want to talk about the Arabics.
It's going to be fucking jihad. Coca-Cola Black.
This is Coca-Cola's jihad on the rest of the world.
Exactly.
Fucking Coca-Cola's commercial for Coca-Cola Black.
You know, that's all slammed this carbonated beverage down on the desk over there. This is going to be funny.
Oh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we've never claimed to know any.
Hey, I also
intend
on taking it with the drugs that you gave me.
Yeah, he's asking for allergy medication. I said, this is Clinton or Ecstasy. One of the two. I don't know.
It's a small white tablet.
Well, hey, 9-volt. Thanks for coming in, man.
Well here's the question. It may be ecstasy. You'll find out later. Touch me again and again with a 2x4.
Third knuckle. Okay, so.
Fist.
I am double jointed.
Thank you. Virtual One spells it out. Now, Vert, if you can go ahead and find out what the fuck that shit is, we'd be loving you.
Oh, by the way, that is a part of, it contains P-H-E-N-Y. Again, let me start over again.
Phenylalanine.
Phenylalanine. Phenyl 9 or phenyl 9.
Yeah, you.
Phenyl 9.
You're missing a law in there.
There's
a couple laws.
Exactly. So, guys, let's go ahead and crack these open. Take a good whiff.
I like the smell because I love coffee.
It is. It almost, like I said, reminds me of Coke mixed with chocolate espresso.
All right, I'm going to drink this for you fellas because I'm a sport, but I don't like coffee, so... We may want to get the bucket ready.
You de gay. All right.
I'll go get the bucket.
Mmm. I love this stuff.
Oh, God.
It's not that bad. You can barely taste the coffee, though.
I can taste the coffee. That's just foul.
No, that's good.
I like it.
Ugh.
Now, I had four of these within a two-hour time span.
Burnt Coke.
My kidneys felt like they were going to shoot out of my ass.
I will agree. Burnt Coke is exactly what I'm thinking because I'm drinking
now,
it.
Now, I can tell you where the burnt Coke flavor comes from. If you take a look at
the
back.
It's the fact that it has coffee in it. Oh.
I love coffee, but, you know, I like coffee with, like, cream, sugar, and, like, whatever. But, you know, and the same way, my cappuccinos, like, six sugars can make a decent cappuccino.
Now, this last ingredient on here, that is where the burnt coffee taste comes from. There was a discussion about
potassium?
This.
No, the sulfamate. No.
Oh.
Sulfamate potassium.
Aspotassium.
Exactly. It is
astassium.
Just some goodness.
That's some astassium good stuff.
All right.
What about our
cancer-causing friend over here?
Oh, yes. That's another thing we brought in. The new Tab energy drink. Mr. Devin Andrews is going to go ahead and...
So it's apparently so you can get cancer and die faster.
Now,
yes.
Now, I'd like... Now, this is... Hold
because
on a second.
You drink
let me,
your diet drink. While you do
let me get,
you
let me get the wallet
drink.
Out here. Hold on. I got to get the wallet out here. Because I got a nice shiny dollar bill here for you.
Hey, look, kids. I got
a dollar.
If you can just drink that one, just taste it, give us an opinion of it, then just chug the rest of it, this
give you a buck.
Be yours.
I don't know about chug the rest
with
of
me,
it.
Though.
I don't know about chugging the rest of it here. You know what?
Come on. Oh, are you going to? Oh, look at guys. We've got a matching bid here from Mr. Trencer.
God damn it. I'm poor, but I'm not that poor. All right. I'm going to take a drink now.
With this. Try a good sip there. Oh, look at that. Trench is breaking out a 10. The double Finsky. Now, what does it taste like?
I mean, I've drank tab before. I'm a tab connoisseur.
So you're gay.
It somewhat tastes like tab, but it kind of tastes like cream soda.
A little bit like cream soda. What is tab anyway? I've never had tab before.
Tab.
In my life.
Here's exactly what tab tastes like. Think flat Coke that someone recarbonated.
There you go.
That's exactly what it tastes like.
With a little bit of Sprite. For a little bit of more,
I don't know about the little bit of Sprite.
To me, it always like.
I was thinking with just a hint of death.
Okay, well, let's break out the pile of cash. Right, what do we got here?
$12 $12 to chug all the tab. You're the judge.
Do we have Pepto Bismol or something on site here?
I have one Imodium, but that's about it.
Roadhead, if you don't do it.
What? You're trying to ruin our show?
I just like having the power. Go ahead, do it.
Oh,
I'll do it anyway.
Oh, okay.
Oh, fucking Christ, dude. You've got yourself a fucking winner here.
Did I just hear Roadhead and $12?
There you go, buddy.
Yep, Roadhead and $12.
Mind you, I'm on an empty stomach, too, so this may not be a real
good
idea.
We've got the can out there for you.
He had a hamburger a few hours ago.
Wait, no. I consider empty stomach if I haven't eaten in the last 5 hours, which I have not, so. All right, here it goes. We got the cam on me?
Let's get the cam.
Let's get a cam going here.
All right, here we go.
Oh, Trench is going to rearrange the cam here. Drink it, you pussy.
Come on.
Like it's a big bottle of jism. Get it down. Like it's your first night in prison. Oh, look at that. Oh, the chair is down. The chair is down.
Oh,
it's like the Zapruder film all over again. Back and to the left. Back and to the left. Like his first night in prison, he could not take the load.
That shit is not fair. You can't say big bottle of jism while I'm trying to drink something.
Oh, look at that.
But the question is, will he still get his roadhead?
No.
Oh, you are a loser.
By the way, if you want to tell, I say that's done pretty much.
That is almost done.
Yeah, but how much of this wound up on the floor? Hey, I saw it. No.
Hey,
no.
Not fair.
Give
one
him
drink
the $2 for trying. Give him the $2 for trying.
Hey.
How's it taste for the
also,
second time?
Also,
apparently.
Keep in mind, not my fault, but due to your shenanigans, the shit came out my nose, all right?
Shenanigans.
My nose was already running. Now I've got energy drink in my nose. It's going to be running all night.
Do you want the last sip?
No!
Get your brooms. All right. So there is one last little thing over here. Now, as I mentioned before, Trencher has the stomach of a little girl and doesn't like anything
you
that's carbonated.
It's not that I don't like anything that's carbonated. Let me clarify.
I can't drink it,
otherwise I get wonderfully violently ill, and it sucks.
Kind of like me with Burger King.
Yes.
Pussy. Oh,
man, I wish it was something like that.
I'm just giving you shit. Hey, $2. And Roadhead, hopefully.
Nope.
If you
they can't hear you shaking your head.
Oh, no, wait. You stepped all over a line. Go ahead and get that out, kitty.
I told him if he can't swallow, then I can't.
Oh.
And he spit half of it out.
I guess he got to do in like. We'll
you know
start.
What? Hey, wait.
We'll be known as Snowball Devin Andrews.
If we're going to go that route, I swallowed about 90% of it. Fair enough.
And I'll spit 10% of it back out.
I'm okay with that.
Snowball.
No. I didn't say. She said nothing about spitting it out at me.
But she did not say anything about spitting it
there
out.
There
you
at go. You. She's giving the why not.
All right. So this is pink.
Now explain. Read what it says on the label.
Okay.
Ma'am.
Fuck. This is wonderful. This is marketing at its worst. Pink 2.0. Water for women. No calories. No carbs. No caffeine.
No cock.
Well, that's good for those. Fortified with vitamins. Ooh, but it's pink 2.0, and it's supposed to be peach-flavored water. How much did you spend for a thing of water?
I don't know, like $1.99.
Okay, you spent $2 for a thing of water.
Dude, you see what I did when I got over here? I had a fucking MacGyver afternoon. So.
It smells stale. How do you have fucking stale water?
Not necessarily stale. More like kind of the old Canadian dry. Like almost a little...
Good point.
Like it'd been open
for
a while.
Cheers. It burns!
Oh, look at that. Can you taste the estrogen?
Oh, God.
Actually, the problem
nasty.
Is it neutralizes the testosterone.
Oh, my God. My balls are shriveling. Okay, guys, let's finish the show.
I think I can see his scruff man goatee there fading back into his face. So, okay, what's the results on that one?
Leave it to the bitches.
I have to say this. Stay away from the Tab Energy drink because it burns. Holy shit, my throat is burning.
Nice.
No!
Try the pink. Try it.
It's better than the coffee-flavored Coke. Or the Coke-flavored coffee.
Man, you didn't want yours. I'm fucking
I feel like
yours.
A cheerleader at a frat party. Here, drink this.
Next, we'll bring out the fishbowl.
We'll make you do a keg stand. It'll be great.
That is nowhere near as bad as the Tab.
No, probably isn't anywhere near as bad, but that's still nasty.
No, actually, I'm not. It's okay. You know what? My throat doesn't burn quite as much after drinking a little bit of that, at least.
So you had a little bit of a woman drink to mellow your throat. You are gay.
Hey, you know what? I'm the only one in the room that has someone else in the room that I've had sex with. So,
That's not true.
What are you talking about? You're not the only... I have two people in here with me.
I lob him up, and he knocks him out of the park. Wait a second.
I said I have two people in here with me. Thank you very much.
Lefty and righty.
Yes. All right. So anyhow, I'm looking at the time. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take another music break. Murphy, do you want to set this music break up?
I do. And it's not a music break per se. It's
so what do we have left? We have torturing confection and we have boobs.
Oh yeah, we got boob. I'm gonna throw this one on there just because I like this song.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spank Wagon Radio,
and we'll be back in just a moment.
They should raise the drinking age to like fucking 60, so you'd have something to look forward to, right? 34. I've done everything. I fucked a midget once. What else can I do? I did. I really did. What else do you get to fucking look forward to? It? How am I going to top myself? Okay. All right. That's one way. All right. I don't know. It stops you. You're no midget, though. I'd fuck you and still tell a midget story the next day, but no one would listen. That's the problem. It's been almost 9 years since I fucked a midget, and it's never come up once. I only fucked a midget so I could say I did. It's never come up once on its own organically. It's a toughie that Super Bowl? Yeah, and I fucked a midget once too, like 9 years ago. What? I had an opportunity after a show. How could you not fuck a midget one time just to say I fucked it? Live your own lives then, because I like to wake up with a story. This is a true story. And so I fucked a midget, and I did a bit about it on my first CD, Sicko. And since then, I have two midget friends up in Alaska, Kenny and Dave. They're guys that hang out at this bar I work in Alaska. And I'm talking to them when I just met them. I'm talking to them, and I go, you know, I do a bit about fucking a midget. And they go, hey, that's kind of offensive. Which at first I thought it was because I used the word fuck. Like, the language was offensive. I think it's far creepier to say, I made love to a midget. That doesn't sound right in any sentence, right? But evidently, the words midget and dwarf are huge slurs in the midget community. Do you know that? They're highly offensive. Both, do you know what they want to be called? Little people. Yeah. I'm a little person. I'm 5'7". That's pretty little. I don't want to be lumped in with midgets, right? I mean, I'll call you whatever you want to be called. I don't want to offend anybody. That's not what I'm up here to do. Make up your own fucking title. I'll call you trial size or something. I don't care, but I mean, make it unique and specific. Little person is just way too vague. That's like copyright infringement on my... Kenny the Midget, this is true. Kenny the Midget says this to me. He goes, you know, Colin, he doesn't really talk like this, but fucking comedic effect, right? He goes, you know, calling a midget, that's like calling a black guy a nigger. I go, oh, yeah, that's exactly the same, Kenny, yeah. Oh, certainly, because of all the years of midget oppression, right? Right. Oh, the midget-only water coolers, I remember, yeah. The little tiny booster seats in the back of the bus. Yeah, certainly. Every time I see a white cross by the side of the road, I thought that was a highway fatality. But no, that's where the Klan ran a midget family out of town, evidently. Wait, it gets better. It gets better. This is how he follows it up. He goes, and by the way, I'm not a midget, I'm a dwarf. After he tells me how horrible both of those words are, how offensive both of those words are, he explains the physical differences between the two. That a midget is proportionate to a regular person, only smaller. And the dwarf is the wacky kind with the big wobbly head and the nubby little arms that's hilarious to look at. And I go, fuck you, Kenny, if there's technical differences, it's not a word of hate. If there's physiological characteristics associated with the terms midget and dwarf, it's nothing like calling a black person. You'd never call a black guy a nigger, have him get done kicking the shit out of you, and on his way out, stop and say, oh, and by the way, technically I'm not a nigger, I'm a spook. Because a nigger has a wider jaw and a more protruding buttock. He stands about 4 inches taller on the average, but thank you very much.
Particle man. The things a particle can. What's he like? It's not important. Particle man. Is he a dot or is he a speck? When he's underwater, does he get wet? Or does the water get him instead? Nobody knows. Particle man. Triangle man. Triangle man. Triangle man hates particle man. They have a fight. Triangle wins. Triangle man. Of the entire universe, man. Usually kind to smaller man. Universe man. He's got a watch with a minute hand. Millennium hand and a key on hand. And when they meet, it's a happy land. Powerful man. Universe man. Person man. Person man. Hit on the head with a frying pan. Lives his life in a garbage can. Person man. Is he depressed or is he a man? Does he feel totally worthless? Who came up with person man? Degraded man, person man. Triangle man, triangle man. Triangle man hates person man. They have a fight, triangle wins. Triangle man.
If you think that our dance was all in the hips, oh well, then do the twist. If you think holding hands is all in the fingers, grab hold of the soul where the memory remains. Then make sure to never do it with the fingers, cause I'll tell everyone in the world what he was thinking about the girl. Yeah, what he's thinking about the girl. Oh, a lot of people get confused and abused real easy when it comes to love. Control, but the feeling that you're under can really make you. wonder how the hell she could be so cold. Deny yourself, denying the truth, and it's hidden in the wisdom in the back of your tooth. You need to spit it out in a telephone booth while you call everyone that you know.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us to return to Spank Wagon Radio. Woo-hoo. Let me get yours on. You ready?
Woo!
All right. Here's what we're going to do now, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to turn on the webcam. We're going to direct the attention over here to our little side desk. I guess this is technically the news desk. Let me just get all the necessary mics on. Sorry to take your mic away.
Screw you. Where's my $12?
You ain't going to get your $12.
You know what? We should have Mr. Devin Andrew just giving us a play-by-play on this with his wonderful
We ruined his professional voice by having him chug
Tab energy tab drink energy and drinks. Making it come out of my nose.
That was funny. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get the cam on.
I'm going to get nose cancer.
Cool. For everybody who's at home, go to spankwagon.net. That is about as good as a light as it's going to get.
Wait a second. Aren't they already at spankwagon.net if they're listening to the
no,
damn
not
thing?
Not necessarily.
Ah.
Turn on the bathroom light? Good idea. Or not. Anyhow.
Yeah, that helps.
Help a little. Yes, go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link so that way you can go ahead, load up the cam, and watch us torture Marshmallow Peeps. What are you doing? You're going to move the whole assembly or what?
No, he just picked it up for the hell of it.
Now I'm on the cam.
We got to start charging for this.
I wish.
Were you with people your man never, boobs on
we,
there?
We, you know, people would never pay for this. That's all I got to say. They never pay for this in a million years.
Well, with the cam and the...
You wouldn't?
Oh,
wow.
That'll be $1.
$2, actually. My
hey,
wife
hey, hey, hey. Screw you. I know. Hey, I'm keeping that $2.
All right. Well, you get to flash your boobs later. That's our payment.
Some oh, guy named Craven Moorhead was asking for about me in the chat room earlier.
You know what we
Craven
could do?
Moorhead.
If both...
Craven Moorhead.
If both parties,
nice,
hey,
nice, very nice. Funny.
If both parties are willing participants, we could. The game could be guessing whose is whose.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Because I'm not sure the age thing is going to work anymore.
That's true. Okay, we'll do that a little bit. We'll do that after we do this segment.
Or guessing the age and the identity.
All right, we're just volunteer people's boobs. Way to go, Mr. Devin Andrews. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
So here's what we're doing. Why don't you come on up?
All right.
I know, but we got this mic. So, Mr. Devin Andrews.
Why don't you tell the people at home what kind of rig we've got here?
Well, I believe I see a C-clamp with with a chip clip or something. I don't know.
Good, enough.
Good enough with two purple peeps.
Peep bunnies, not the chicks.
Yes, peep bunnies. Peep bunnies. Because peep bunnies are bastards.
They are. Oh, there we go.
They're fuckers, I tell you.
Try using that on a mic. Your mic will not stretch anywhere.
Yeah. Okay, so our first experiment on this is going to be... Your hand is in the way. Good job, Chuckles. Our first experiment is going to be the Peep Carbonite Chamber, which is a can of canned air and a plastic cup and our victims, the Peeps.
We're going to see what happens when you actually freeze Peeps.
I'm actually kind of hoping they shatter and fall apart like when that Terminator 2 guy got frozen. Here we go.
Okay, now we're freezing.
Oh.
Did you miss the hole? This is the first time in your history. All right, so we got it going on. Get your webcam, spankwagon.net, cam chat. We are freezing the Peeps.
Look at that coming out of the bottom. That is
Wow, that is a lot of cold, cold. There's frost developing on the cups right now. We're using duster. We are freezing peeps. For those of you watching on the cam, what you're seeing in slow increments is the air duster, upside down can, and we're freezing the peeps.
Now, the fun thing to do with this is that you can bet someone that you can shatter a CD, because everybody knows it's damn near impossible to break a CD. All you do is get a can of this stuff and spray it on the CD,
and then hit it with a hammer, and sure enough, it'll shatter like glass.
Now, I just realized that the people listening probably missed the first 30 or 40 seconds of that.
Get an AOL CD.
Get an AOL CD and you can shatter that bitch. Now look at all the ice on there.
You know why you do that? Because AOL sucks.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and grab your wrench.
I want to get the whole can on this. Well, we'll save some for the duckies.
Oh, the duckies, we got something else for them. Will it shatter?
Let's find out.
Oh, why am I looking at the camera? Hold on.
One.
Two.
Three.
Oh!
No, wait, that didn't work.
Yeah,
You did was knock it off of there. Now that's better.
That's cold. These peeps are fucking frozen. That's cold, dude.
That'd be some badass shit if it stuck to your tongue.
Damn.
I'd lick.
Give us $2. Very nice.
I'd lick it if I didn't know that stuff wouldn't. My throat hurts. I don't need my tongue falling off, too. Trust me, you don't want my tongue falling off. You could move to that mic. Move to that mic.
That shit is so cold, I just burnt my fingers. On peeps.
Is it hot? No, it's cold.
It's cold.
Get him out of there, Doc.
It's cold. It's far too cold.
We're having to surgically remove.
Twin Pine Mall flashbacks here.
Nice.
Oh my god, that's frozen solid!
Holy crap! That is freaking awesome.
As opposed to frozen liquid?
Right. Asshole.
Oh, get out of here. Now for round two.
Alright.
And for those of you that are listening and wondering to yourself, why? Because peeps are bastards! Why does Trencher get to do this? Because I believe I'm the one that requested the blowjob. Why is there not a fire extinguisher about? Wait. Give me the pussy water. We found a use for the pussy water. I'm the only one on the air.
You
remember that scene from Scanners? That's a Scanners and Wayne's World reference all in one.
Very nice. So, Studio Troll, what do you think? She's loving the
I believe I just heard a Scooby-Doo laugh. Red one, Murphy.
There we go. All right. We got Flynn. We got Peep. We got a camera. I hope everyone's glued.
We got Flame. And he's holding a blowtorch.
Oh.
Hey-o!
Just give him a little scorch there. I don't think it's going to burst into flames. I don't think you have to worry about that.
The peep. The peep. The peep is on fire. We don't need no water. Let that motherfucker burn.
Okay, wait. Now you got it nice and crispy?
Yes.
Get this side,
too. I don't think the camera's really getting full effect on this. Zoom in. Very nice. Much better. Much, much better.
It smells like a campfire over here.
Oh, it smells horrible.
It also smells like freedom! Very nice.
What's with the Mick Jagger stance thing? I wish the webcam was on you. Apparently that. Apparently the blowtorch isn't the only flame in the room. Well, that was less than spectacular.
Now we're going extreme. Because now that it's melting hot, we're going to explode. Oh, no, that's just a damn shame. That is an absolute damn shame.
The key with this is to do it slowly, or else you just wind up in this, and nothing really happens. If you do it slowly, you get a lot of liquid out of this.
Woo, it was supposed to pop.
You know what? Yeah, we really need more microphones because I just realized nobody's hearing anything.
Yeah. I was just going to say, it's too bad that it was supposed to pop because you're supposed to be able to heat it up and then go instant cold.
Let's heat it up again. Let's see what happens.
Here.
Let's heat the fucker up again.
Whoa. Someone read the damn can and see if that stuff is flammable.
It's That's a good point.
Contents
under pressure. Warning, under keep out pressure. Of reach of children. Spray in well-ventilated area. They've got a big no fuego thing happening on here, so I don't know if that means the can or...
Oh, okay.
Do it.
Oh, shit.
Do it. Holy shit!
Now that's...
It's flammable.
Wait. Hold on.
Nope.
All right. I gotta do this. Don't you blow on it, motherfucker. Nice. So it did burst into flames.
Fine.
Kitty was right.
That is the most awful smell.
Ah. Nice. Oh, he's going to fart to combat it? Oh, he's... Dude, don't piss on it. That would suck. What are you doing, dude? Oh, he's jumping. Okay, so we've got peep.
Someone
and
had to adjust the camera
water.
So that people could actually see what was going on.
We've got fire and...
So we know that peeps that were cooled and then heated up thanks to the... Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, because
smells like Bigfoot's dick.
We're gonna get ready for our next bit. We'll be back in a little bit. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spankwagon Radio.
Thank you.
Wow, we had to do a little bit of a detox and cleanup.
I love it. A lot of the guys.
Mr. Devin Andrews had to fucking take care of his little sinus problem that we caused by Tab.
Isn't it great?
It's awesome.
I noticed that the chat room is filling up rather quickly with a lot of
good.
Our guys and some of the Hesh guys are filling in there. Howdy.
All right, so here's what we're going
to
do right now.
That there's about to be four boobs on screen
somewhere. Yeah, as a matter of fact, we got bonus boobs tonight. Now, we're not going to let them talk on the mic. They point to us. Yeah, the boobs on this side. What's on that side? A mammies, as you called them, I think. All right, so what we're going to do right
I'll
now.
Step up. I don't want to miss them. There we go.
All right, so here's how it works out. Go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat. Go ahead and...
Click now.
Yeah, click on that right now. Give yourselves a couple... We'll give you a couple seconds to load up because we're going to play not a real game of Booby the Game, but a fun one nonetheless. We have two sets of boobs in the studio. Now, we have to guess which one is... hey, we got someone flipping us off here. Hello.
What's up, man?
Wow, we got even more people. What's
it's
up?
Filling up.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, that's well, hairy man tits. That's not what I wanted to see today. I'm going to go throw up now.
I might be blind. I think there might actually be retinal damage.
Yeah.
Oh, now there's four boobs.
Noticed
thank
we
you.
Say, we say boobs, and all of a sudden more men shuffle into the studio.
It's great.
I know you didn't sign up for quite this, but...
Hey, you know, maybe we can go from playing Booby to Game to doing Boob Olympics. Make them do tricks, judge them.
There you go. Juggle.
Thanks.
If you could juggle with your boobs.
Oh, hey!
There you go. Without even trying, you lost. So, okay.
I won.
Yeah, Mr.
Oh, I love it. There are more and more people joining quickly. Here's another guest joining
win
in.
Win or lose, honey, I win.
All right, so here's how this works out. Come on over, man. You are studio listeners in the chat room or by calling us up at 1-866-587-6257.
Any callers?
No, there's never callers.
No callers all night. What the hell?
People don't know how to use their phones.
Our people are...
Your mic plug.
I know. Our people are antisocial.
Very antisocial. This is like the only boobs they'll see in a year.
They live in their basements.
All right.
Fapping it to Britney.
So here's how it works out.
All right, wait a second. Whoa. Time out. You just said it's the only boobs they'll see in the year. They have the internet.
And we all know.
These are the only real boobs.
The internet is for porn.
Yeah,
internet
is for porn.
Hey, that's why Al Gore created the internet.
Exactly. So here's how this works out. Kitty is not going to talk on the mic. And the listeners at home, all you're going to do is sit and listen to Murphy and myself, and we're gonna
Devin when he snatches my mic.
And Devin when he grabs a mic.
Snatch.
dude,
it's official, dude. It's getting too creepy.
You beat me to it. Because, you know, we're talking about boobs and then Snatch too. Hey.
That's another show.
Snatchy the game.
Hey, I got an idea. While this is going, I got a song to play.
All right. So we need the first caller. Give us a call. 1-866-587-6257. Give us a call right now. You will be the person that for the Jack Shit Prize or Award
to play Booby the Game.
Booby the Game to figure out whose boobs are Kitty's boobs.
We give him the part.
Oh my God! Woo!
I love this
that's
woman.
That's nice. That's a corset.
I say we give them the partially drank water of pussy juice.
Oh my God!
I say we give them half a bottle of pussy water. That's what their prize is.
Half a bottle of pussy. Oh,
dude,
my
that's
God.
Why I
that
love
is
corsets,
awesome.
Man.
That is awesome.
That's right. Why I love corsets, man.
There you go. All right. So here we go. We got the camera. We're turning on the camera. All right. It's the first person who calls up 1-866-587-6257. Which boobs are Kitty's boobs?
And the boobs will not be shown until... We are not going to show the boobs. We're not showing them until somebody gets their ass on the phone.
Someone has to call before we show the boobs.
Again.
Could you turn off the light? Could someone turn off the light on the camera? It's the top round button on the back. No, that's the side. Top round button on the back that says light. Spelt with an L-I-G-H-T. You can do it. You're a radio engineer for the real thing. Come on. Someone has to give us a call. 1-866-587-6257. Anybody could call us. Otherwise, we're not going to see boobs tonight, gentlemen.
Yeah, no boobs until someone gets the phone call.
We need
Speak
the phone
for
call.
Yourself.
Well, come on, guys.
Yeah, don't, Devin gets boobs no matter what out of this deal.
Don't deprive us here in the studio. Lots of people in the studio right now want to see boobs.
Come on now.
See, this is the problem. We're guaranteeing them boobs.
And they're not picking
up
the phone.
And they're not even calling. This is depressing. You got that song on loop? That's a good song.
Yeah.
So you have to play. Whose
That'd
boobs?
Be Buck Cherry playing.
Whose boobs are Kitty's boobs? You have to give us a call. 1-866-587-6257. It's almost like
now.
We're trying to raise money.
It's a boobathon.
Oh, look at that. Rude Dog's already talking about they're seeing it. Yeah, well, you're only going to get to see him for a few seconds
come on
there,
now,
boys.
Rude Dog.
Yeah, if you want more boobs and possibly to get them to do tricks, you got to pick up the phone.
Because we know we have one set of athletic boobs in here.
Oh, hey now. God damn it. Someone get my phone
and
go out in the hallway.
Call?
Something. Fucking Christ.
Eric, go call. God damn, what is wrong
Eric,
with
Eric, you
people?
Missed out, man. We had a fucking blowtorch going here 15 minutes ago. Oh, look, he is breaking out the phone.
Okay,
he
wait,
wants
wait.
To see him.
DJ Snitch, what the hell's the fucking number again?
There you go.
DJ Snitch, the number is 1-866-587-6257. Come on now, everybody. This is to see live boobs.
Live boobies, boys. Live boobies.
Give us a quick call, and you can play along. Spankwagon Radio, and whose boobs?
Oh, here we
are
go.
Kitty's boobs. All right, you're on the air with Spankwagon Radio.
Yeah, this is Mr.
Hang
on.
Come
on.
You're cheating. Give us, we need another caller.
We need a real caller.
A real caller. 1-866-587-6257.
Both of us are staring over here, and he's fucking backing
he's
up on that shit.
We're still waiting for a call. 1-866-
Dude, why is there a cock on your phone?
There's a cock on your phone?
Oh, never mind.
Oh. Isn't this depressing that no one's called?
It's a hen. It's a hen.
Try again, DJ Root
Cock
Dog.
Hen. Ah, fuck it.
Everybody, give
Come
us
on.
A first caller, 1-866-587-6257. Come on, this beats
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
All right. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Don Lee calling from the bathroom.
God damn it. People calling from the... No.
Nice, E. Nice.
All right, we're still waiting for someone
still
to give
us a call.
Still
waiting for a real live caller. I do have that song on loop, by the way, I do believe.
I don't think you did, but that's okay. No. Nice try. Thank you for the effort there, Double E. We really appreciate that.
Thanks for being a team player.
Anybody want to give us a call? We're gonna end this bit in a little bit. All I got to say is we're gonna end the bit in a few seconds.
This is both bogus and sad. What the hell? There are how many people in that damn chat room and not one of you
Tons.
Has a phone?
Tons of people in that damn chat room
they,
and no one has a
they
phone.
They all have dial-up.
Hey, we got a call. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, Stitch.
Hey, Stitch, how's it going?
It's a good one.
All right, do you got your webcam up, right?
Yes, I do.
All right, Alrighty. So what we're going to do, go ahead and load up the webcam. We are going to ask, first off, are you ready to play? Whose boobs are Kitty's boobs?
Yep.
All right, Stitch.
All right.
So whose boobs are Kitty's boobs? If you've been paying attention, this is pretty easy. If you haven't, we're happy to see that. All right. If you want to get topless, we have a caller.
We have
you
a caller. We have a caller.
Yes,
sorry.
Now.
Sorry.
Now, hit some music, Chris.
All right. I'll put Crazy Bitch back on. Bring it up.
Oh,
oh good
my
God.
Man. Nice.
Here we go.
Oh, man.
All right, Stitch, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, man.
All right, let's bring the music down a little bit here. Stitch, you want to take a guess on whose boobs are whose?
Oh, these are nice.
Yeah,
we have more D's in a failing math class.
You want to...
I'll take an educated guess.
Do you want to use your lifeline?
Yeah, I'll take a lifeline.
You going to phone a friend?
You going to phone a friend?
Yeah, I'll phone a friend or ask the audience there, you know.
Yeah. Oh, very nice.
Okay, Stitch, take a guess. Whose boobs are whose?
I'm going to holler at the one that's wearing the corset.
And is that Miss Kitty or
is that
the
Kitty?
Studio troll?
That would be Miss Kitty.
Oh!
Am I?
We don't know. We're holding up because we're enjoying the view.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Wait, we got a phone call. We got a radio show
together.
We
got a radio show.
Yeah.
Sorry. Stitch, you would be
Stitch,
correct.
You are correct.
You are correct. Those are Miss Kitty's
boobs. Kitty's boobs?
Oh, those are nice.
Very nice.
Very
and
nice.
And pierced. Both of them are pierced.
Nice.
Have you chipped your tooth on it yet, Mr. Devin Andrews?
Look, he can't say anything, man. He's just smiling like a fool.
I'm covering this for my own posterity, okay? So.
Hey, man, what do those look like covered like a glazed donut? I'm just wondering.
Oh, wow.
Need to clean up the plate, the drawer.
Oh, I get a bad look for Miss Kitty.
Stitch, what syndicate are you listening through?
I'm sorry?
What syndicate are you listening through, Stitch?
Who do you think? Fox.
His own.
Thank you, ladies.
Hey, let the guy plug his own website.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here.
Plug away.
Yep. listening through Fox FM.
All right, Stitch. Thanks for playing. Whose boobs are Kitty's boobs?
That is awesome. Thank you, Stitch. You rock. Ladies, you are awesome. Yeah, E, this is for the who.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the most boobalicious radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Damn, that was nice. I didn't mean to make you crack up so hard when I said there's more D's in the failing math class,
oh,
but.
God, those are nice. Are those D's?
Those better damn well be D's.
Actually, keep
going.
Oh,
are we? What? Wow.
Double?
Keep going.
Are we hitting the F's?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes,
Kitty,
we are.
I'm sorry. I know we're.
Wait. I don't know about we, but I am.
Yeah. Wow. I know.
Wonderful genetics.
Yeah, exactly.
Wonderful genetics. Thank
we
you.
We usually do mad props later on, but I think you need some right now. Oh.
Yeah. Mad props right there.
Oh. That deserves a rim job. Oh.
Look at her eyes lit up. I guess she's on the receiving end.
It's a give and take.
Oh, he's revealing too much.
Ladies
now.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time in Spank Wagon Radio where we give
I
you...
I love you, baby.
Would you two quit having your domestic issues right now?
Dome stick?
So wait, who's the licker and who's the lickie? That's what I want to know.
Licker? Oh, yes.
Licker in the front, poker in the rear?
Okay, guys, it's time for... Mad Props! For everybody who's hanging out in the chat room, we're going to go ahead and give you mad props for being a Spank Wagon listener. Let's start that off right now. First, let's say a big thank you to Canadian Dude.
Mad props.
DJ Midnight.
Mad props.
DJ Rude Dog.
Dude, we got too many fucking DJs in there. Mad props.
And JD Stitch.
Sure. Mad booby guessing props.
Hey, you know what? Even extra props for being the only bastard that would call in.
I know. Thank you fucking
big
pansies.
Time.
Let's hear for DJ Stitch and being able to use a phone.
Woohoo!
Also, big thank you to Josh XND.
Mad props.
Kiss Freaks.
Mad props.
The Juke.
Mad props.
Did you say the Jew?
The Juke.
The Juke.
Always taking, never giving.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I saw Bubble Boy the other day. Signed the Jews. God, that makes me
nice.
Laugh.
let's give mad props to...
It's the
to.
Jews, Morton. They're going to ask for more than $100,000.
Let's give mad props to Toe.
Jew props.
Ow.
What, you How did you hurt yourself?
Karma's a bitch,
I think
isn't
one
it?
Of them broke.
Big thank you to... Virtual One.
Mad props.
And because he had to be funny, let's give mad props to I really want to be cool, so I'll name myself DJ Volcaris. And finally, Sam.
Mad props. Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, those are your mad props for being a Spank Wagon listener. Love that stuff. Love that stuff.
Look at that. We haven't done news. We haven't done anything.
News.
All we've had are tits
and
flaming
marshmallows.
Flaming marshmallows.
That's great. I wish more. What's your problem?
I can't find my phone.
Call it. It'll vibrate. If
actually,
it's in his
actually
lap,
no. It'll still play the Family Guy theme.
I was
so.
Going to say, if it's on vibrate,
oh, no,
Kitty's got it, we'll know.
It's behind you, Trencher.
How'd your phone? No, wait. I'm going to ask
you. Oh, now it's going to be fun time.
Uh-oh.
What are you going to do? Oh, wait, wait.
Hey, hey. That thing's got way too much of a... Actually, it's got enough of a zoom to catch it.
It's got a camera. Hey, let's get this. It's going to be a worm pressed up against a plate glass window.
What? Oh. Ladies and gentlemen. Anybody, you know, that was pretty good. But you know what? That does piss me off, though. That just pisses me off a little bit more.
What's that?
No one fucking calls.
I don't know what it is, man. Our people are fucking introverts.
It's a toll-free number. You're a phone guy. You work for a phone company.
I think it's
company.
One guy with 13 screen names.
A very known name.
Spank Wagon.
It's a great show.
It's all.
You know
stitch.
What? That little noise in the that I can't even do it.
You just
well,
did it.
It was
don't say
like
you
a,
can't do it.
Put a
it
cock in his mouth. Let's see if he can do it.
He can do a cock in his mouth.
Oh, look, she gives the nod.
No.
Oh. Wait. Do we need to know whose cock is who? Is Miss Kitty not telling us something?
She's a girl up here, but all man down there.
Let's get the clip. Hook it up.
Hermaphrodite.
Look at this. Oh. Again with the shut up or you're not getting laid. Oh, man. Well, since we know we're not going to get guys to call in, and we do have some... You guys are fairly hip to the music scene, aren't you, kids?
Yeah, we can have
I
them
think
play.
I think we should make them play at... Oh,
that no. Leif Garrett is a fine... Oh.
He got arrested again. Did you see him?
I thought it was...
Drug possession again.
Oh, nice. Really?
Yeah, fell off the wagon yet again. Has his big fucking red bloody knot in the front of his forehead.
Because he fell off the wagon?
Literally.
Very nice.
Very literally. What we're going to do right now, let me load it up because like I've had time to load this
one
shit
one of
up.
Our favorite games would be Shitty MIDI. That's where we find a
ooh,
MIDI file.
MIDI.
Yes, Shitty MIDI. We find a MIDI file of a song that you may or may not know. We play it and you guess it.
Now, here's the thing. Do you want it easy or do you want it hard?
I think Miss Kitty likes it hard.
Yes, she does.
I want it hard.
She wants it hard. Don't.
Baby, there's another microphone. I mean, you're welcome to use mine.
Keep
every time she leans
keep
over, you get
those
a boob
boobs
brushed
and you're
against
get a whole room of hard. Okay, that's all we got to say.
Ooh, I love it every time she leans back because I can see the cleavage.
It's a nice corset. I will say
it
it's
is
a very
gorgeous.
Nice corset.
I like the bright pink. Oof,
it's definitely you know cheesecake. Oof.
I like the pink myself. I am getting jealous stares.
Hey, I'm happily. I can't say jealous. Peeved a little, but not all right, so we got to go easy, really easy. All right. Oh, wait, no, you said hard, didn't you? Did they say easy or hard?
Bring it on.
She said she likes it
all right, hard. This is going to be hard. This is going to be really hard.
Nice.
You know, I'm... Nope. What's that doing playing?
Wow.
That shouldn't be playing.
Look at that, and I thought I was the only one who fucked up.
No, you show me tits pretty much.
Does
my
that deserve
mind
a chant?
You fucked up. You fucked up. You fucked up.
All right, so...
It's sad that, you know what, any wrestling fan knows exactly how long to chant that.
All right, ready? This is a MIDI file.
That's Enya.
Damn.
Are you sure?
What's the name of the song?
Oh, look at that.
Okay, so this is the MIDI file.
I didn't even know that.
What's the name of the song?
It's Sail Away.
No.
Or, well, I don't know then.
But that's close.
Now he's trying to play off
save,
the bag.
Save the whales. Save the whales. Save the whales.
No.
Flipping hippies.
Well, you got Enya and you got Sail Away because that's like the only word anybody can ever understand in the song. It's Orinoco Flow. All
right,
oh,
fuck
yes.
That. Fuck that. Play the hard one.
That was the hard one.
That was the hard one?
That was the hard one.
How's that the hard one?
Not okay.
I don't know. You tell us, Streisand. You fucking get the song doesn't even play for more than 15 seconds. Like, oh, that's Enya.
You have to understand that like I'm a musician. That's what I do.
Yeah, sure.
So.
How long did it,
you know what? Okay, I'll give you an example.
Flute.
My 2.5-year-old daughter, if she knew the song, could have guessed it in about that amount of time.
Yeah. How long have you? How long did it take you to get the lisp out of your voice?
About the same amount of time it's going to take to get my cock out of your mouth.
Oh.
My name's not the kitty.
So that's the real song right here. And this is the line that everybody sail away.
Save a whale.
Save a whale.
Save a whale. Save a whale.
So that's that.
Shoot a dolphin, shoot a dolphin. Ow.
Oh,
okay. That's
dolphins are the best.
Here's
let's
the
do the
easy
other
one. This was the easy one.
Oh, jeez. Dust in the wind. Hello.
Jesus.
You know what? I know we're running
You're
out
my
of
boy,
time.
Blue!
But
you're my boy.
Since we do have Devin and he is in his musical mood, why don't we do a little Pearl Jam sing along?
Yeah, Mr. Musician, come all on, right. Streisand.
Yeah, all right, all right, all right.
By the way, that was Dust in the Wind. Of course, everybody knows that song.
Bye.
Can's ass. She right. says she's never heard it.
You've never heard Dust in the Wind?
She's also never seen Office Space, so...
You're dead to me.
I get that a lot.
Wow, that's brutal. Actually, I kind of like this. Let's listen to this for a while.
Yeah, that's an easy way to come back from that.
You want to be his friend? Hi. Hi. Except he has Alzheimer's. You got to do it frequently.
That's the best thing about Alzheimer's. You're always meeting new people. I had another line like that.
I don't
like
want to play a depressing
I know,
drum.
Seriously, turn this shit up.
We just got done having like a great time melting fucking candy and seeing tits in the studio.
No, speaking of that Alzheimer's line, I had another great line like that the other day. I came back from the dentist. They started my root canal. I'm
love
sitting
that.
There in the car. Nelvocaine's still on. I'm looking at my wife like, honey, I'm drooling like a stroke victim.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Oh, God. But anyway, okay. Yeah, everybody's saying this is pretty easy. DJ Stitch even got it pretty close. So. Yeah. All right, so you want to do kids?
Let's do Pearl Jam sing along. All right, so we are going to do Better Man. Hopefully, you know all the words. If not,
I don't.
Good. That's going
to.
I don't know
all the words to any Pearl Jam song.
Oh, that's telling you,
Eddie Vedder doesn't know all the words to any Pearl Jam song. Eddie Vedder went to. Eddie Vedder went to Danzig School of Singing. Mother. You know.
Okay.
All right, so here we go.
You can put wax paper over your fucking mouth and sing it.
All right. Or what am I on here? Number six?
Yes, you're on number six.
All right, so here we go. Mr. Devin Andrews with a little Pearl Jam sing-along.
Maybe I'll get discovered.
Spank idol.
Idol. A couple of them I'd like to. Oh.
Oh. Wait, we're spank wagon. You just said you wanted to spank.
No, all right. I don't know the words.
Wait, you
don't.
I told you.
All right, fine.
How old are you? Well, are you okay? Let me ask this question because I just saw instant hesitation across the fucking board.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
First off, have you at least graduated high school then? Okay.
Yeah, we should have checked some ID. Can we see some ID, please? You do need to be over 18. Oh fuck.
you did are over.
Okay.
Okay,
Devin, pick a Pearl Jam song.
Pick.
I don't know any Pearl Jam songs.
Fuck it. We'll let Kitty do it. Kitty, pick a Pearl Jam song. You name it.
Shoot me some Violent Femmes and I'm good.
Violent Femmes, huh?
All right, fine. Then we'll...
How could you not know the words to that song?
All right, fine. Kitty's going to sing Better Man for us then.
No.
Oh, come on.
No, Kitty doesn't sing.
All right, you do know all the words to Particle Man, right?
What? Particle Man?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, then we'll do Particle Man. We already listened to it, but... All right, here.
Sing along with They Might Be Giants.
All right, here we go. We'll do all... sing along with They Might Be Giants.
Particle Man. Doing the things a particle can. What's he like? It's not important. Particle Man. Is he a dot or is he a speck? When he's underwater, does he get wet? Or does the water get him instead? Nobody knows. Particle Man.
So far, so good.
Whispering in the dark. Person Man. Triangle Man.
Ooh.
Triangle Man hates Particle Man.
Person Man.
Yeah, well, it's been years. Triangle Man. You don't have Whispering in the Dark?
No. No.
Or Whistling in the Dark. Excuse me.
All right. You want to see? We talked about just a moment ago. I know you could sing this.
Oh, here
there
we
you go.
Go.
It's the easiest song in the world to sing. I can sing this.
Again, I don't know the words
the
except
green
about the first. I don't. I know the first
line.
This
is why you're good at karaoke. You know? You can't memorize shit.
Mother, tell you not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words.
See, I don't
what
know.
What they mean, what they say. Mother.
Sing it, Trent.
You don't even know who this is.
Danzig.
This is
holy
Glenn
shit.
Danzig.
Can you keep them in the dark?
It's very angry. Heavy
wait. Time the fuck out. You dress cheesecake, which is your style.
Hot.
Okay.
Got any Queen?
You know what? Since you're such a big fag, Murphy, maybe you'll get this one.
What in the blue
this
hell is
from the
is
Karate
this?
Kid.
Oh my god.
Sweep the leg, Johnny! Sweep the leg! Mercy is for the weak!
You guys left me high and dry there. Come on, let me try it again.
Mercy is for the weak!
We're still leaving you high and dry, Mr. Don't Know the Lyrics.
Yeah.
All right.
You really, do I have anything else
you know,
on here?
This is interesting because now we got to find something that we know to get your pipes of work in here.
Violent Femmes, add it up.
You know, you don't know the words. You've never even heard of the music.
I've got
that
like,
just amazes me.
I've got every Pearl Jam
song. I'm sorry.
Song
I guess I'm a music nut. I mean, I've always been a music nut. He doesn't know Pearl Jam.
I know.
How part of... Faggot. All wow, right. So we got to find something. Our listener audience is already falling a fuck asleep.
Let's see.
You know I've any got, Jay-Z?
I got Beverly Hills by Weezer.
No.
Let's see. Weezer was what he was doing earlier.
Hotel Yorba?
No.
I got Flaming Lips.
No.
The Birds?
No.
Wait.
The Birds?
The Birds. What? Turn, turn, turn.
I'm sure I know that song.
Are you sure you know the words?
No.
And have you ever heard of the song before?
Yeah, I'm sure you have. You don't realize you have, but that's a song that you've heard, I guarantee you. You've heard this song. It's only been in like 100,000 commercials and...
And every war movie.
Yes.
The Wonder Years.
Feel everything turn, turn,
there we go.
Turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And there's time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born.
Oh, and his face is on the hook. Come on, come on, come on, recover.
So in other words, he was singing with the music, not on his own. Wait, maybe?
You guys got to have something better than fucking The Birds.
Man, I got all kinds of shit, but apparently you don't know the words to any of it. Oh, here you go. Fucking.
It's Wilson Pickett.
Put some whiskey in your water. Sugar in the OT. What's all
the fuck is that, Murphy? He's dancing over here. Wait,
I got a little.
Wait, you want Queen? You want Queen? Here we are.
What do you got? What the hell? You picked like the one Queen song I don't know the words to.
You said any Queen.
No Bohemian Rhapsody?
Is that the only Queen song you know?
No, and Bohemian Rhapsody, Crazy Little Thing Called Love, Somebody to Love.
Burn Your Mother Down.
Bicycle.
Dude.
Fat Bottom Girls.
Yeah, there you go.
We Are the Champions. We Will Rock You. Another One Bites the Dust. Although I don't know the words to that one. I do know Another One Rides the Bus. Got any Weird Al?
Not on me. See, I'm real limited
sticks?
On music
got any
right
sticks?
Now. All I've got is Pearl Jam and the soundtracks to Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2.
You have no sticks?
I have no sticks because I have limited space on this one. But yeah, he has the unlimited music because he was given all of Claude's music, which was like gigs and gigs of everything you can imagine.
Yeah.
Anything that's esoteric and then some, and even the good stuff.
You have no Femmes. What's wrong with you?
You know, it's I had a bunch
it's on
of Femmes.
It's on a drive.
I had a bunch of Femmes, but don't have any more. Oh, well, that's enough of that. All right, everybody, I'm looking at the clock.
Sorry to disappoint.
Yeah,
you suck.
You suck.
You brought the show to a grinding halt. I hope you're happy with yourself.
We hate you now.
If you had a card reader, I'd play a song from my band.
You have a band?
Not anymore. Used to have one. I'd play Jesus Drives a Honda.
Nice.
You know do you know how I know Jesus Drives a Honda?
How's that?
Because in the Bible, it specifically states that Jesus and his 12 disciples traveled in one accord. And only the Son of God could have fit 13 people into that damn little foreign job.
I had no idea that the Son of God was Hispanic.
What was that? Kinda.
Like a little clown car. All right.
Come on
right,
now.
Hey,
we're racially insensitive here.
You've
got to say like a bunch of spics.
I got to cut it off.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You've been listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
I've been your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
And we do want to thank all of our guests.
Oh boy.
Kitty, her boobs, and of course the guy who brought it all along, Mr. Devin Andrews. So I say thank you very much for showing up tonight.
You're quite welcome, and you're quite welcome for bringing the boobs.
And thank you.
You know what? I not only brought the boobs, I inspired two more to come in the room
as
well.
You did. Very, very well done.
Very nice. Very well done.
All right. Spank Wagon Radio has a few people to thank for helping us put on this show. First off, big thank you to LVRocks.com for allowing us to play in their studio, burn shit, melt shit, and freeze shit. Big thank you to all of our syndicates out there. Extreme Radio.
Extreme.
1077. Flash FM. Fox FM. KC Host Radio Network. Mega Rock Radio, Radio For Me, and Extreme Radio.
Extreme!
We also want to say thank you to a bunch of friends of Spankwagon, All-Star Felons, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Riff Revolution, Subject to Discussion, and VFTP. I've been your host, Trencher.
And I am still the Astounded Murphy.
And we want to say a big thank you to our guests, and we want to say to everybody out there listening, tune in next week. Check your syndicates for show times. Everybody have a good night. We're out.
Retards out.
Come on. Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas. We'll be right back.